This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. So often, I search for the right words to say. And as I often mention, I love examples of when someone knows just the right thing to say, the right way to respond. I love children's books and picture books, and sometimes I find examples of the right words to say in a book that I read decades ago. For instance, I love the story told in the 1962 picture book, The Best Loved Doll, by Rebecca Caudle. In the story, the little girl Betsy gets an invitation to a friend's party. The invitation explains that each guest should bring a doll, and prizes will be given for the oldest doll, the best-dressed doll, the doll who can do the most things. Betsy debates about which of her four dolls to bring. The wooden doll Melissa is Betsy's oldest doll. Melissa is 100 years old and belonged to Betsy's great-great-grandmother. Belinda is the best-dressed doll, with a trunk full of beautiful clothes. Mary Jane is the doll who can do the most things. When Betsy turns a key in Mary Jane's back, her feet work the treadle of a sewing machine, and her sewing machine sews real stitches. The last doll is Jennifer. Jennifer is worn and bedraggled. Her face is patched with adhesive tape. She has faded, rumpled clothes and tangled hair, but she has a beautiful smile, and she's the doll that's most precious. In the end, Betsy brings Jennifer. Betsy gets to the party, and all the guests play games. Then they gather for the contest. On the table sit three packages wrapped up to serve as prizes, and Susan's mother, Mrs. Anderson, awards them to three different dolls. But after she's given the third prize, she announces, "There will be one more prize." "Another prize?" says the birthday girl, Susan. "What for?" "For something important," says Mrs. Anderson. "Something I didn't think of before." She leaves the room, then comes back with a round piece of gold paper the size of a silver dollar with some words printed on it. "It's a medal," she explains. She pins it to Jennifer's faded dress. "What does it say?" the children ask. "It says the best loved doll," Mrs. Anderson explains. "Ah," sighs the little girl Nancy, "just like my Amy. I almost brought Amy to the party." And Betsy kisses Jennifer on the nose. As a child and as an adult, I love this act of wisdom, that Mrs. Anderson could see this shabby doll and judge it with the most transcendent values, was something I found very moving, even when I was too young to read this book to myself, and I still find it moving now. Mrs. Anderson knew the right words to use for the medal, not to deny or explain away the truth, but to frame the truth in a new way. She showed that the worn and shabby appearance of the doll was the evidence of love. This is a true story, by the way. The editor's note at the end explains, Rebecca Caudle tells a story exactly as it happened. A keen observer of details, she watched as her daughter took her shabby but much-loved doll to a party, and a sensitive mother awarded her a medal. I'll post a link to the best-loved doll in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking, to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.